free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also control the front page of our website by submitting content right there to the front page. In fact, the story that Allie's got to share with us was submitted by someone to our front page.
That's right.
freetalklive.com. And so you can go there and you can get interactive in that way. We've also got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with the program. And there's been some behind-the-scenes tweaking going on. It's been...
Tweaking?
Yeah. It's been kind of an annoyance, but I've been putting in hours, actually, to try to get the webcam to work on mobile devices. And I believe I've gotten it working. We're still doing early testing on this.
Does that require a lot of bandwidth? I get worried about saying words like that because I'm not sure.
It would require more than listening to the audio stream, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you're on a mobile device and you're restricted on the amount of bandwidth that you can use, as many are, I would recommend not viewing the webcam.
I don't think I've ever streamed by video on my phone.
Now you should be able to if
you've
got an Android.
With any program that I can think of, besides, like, not live video.
Oh, but you've done like a YouTube or
yeah.
something like that? So it used to be that if you went to the cam page at cam.freetalklive.com, you'd get an error saying, this stream is not enabled for mobile. Now it should work, or at least it was working on my phone earlier. But the thing that's not working is the live stream app will not work. So I'm still working on trying to figure out why it is that I can go to the web browser and view the stream with the web browser on live stream. You know, that's the service provider that's
right.
giving us the stream. But through Livestream's own app, I can't watch it. So that's my issue right now. So it's kind of working if you actually go to cam.freetalklive.com and you're on a mobile, either Apple-based or iOS-based or Android device. It should work for you. So we're still working on that. So 855-450-free. So go to cam.freetalklive.com if you want to give that a try. And if you've got feedback, just go ahead and post it on our Facebook page or send it in an email, ian@freetalklive.com. And that might help a little bit. So, again, toll-free number 855-450-free. Start out here this hour. We're going to get to the My Little Pony story, but I had a little bit more on secession since we were talking about it quite a bit in the last hour, and I cited from memory the poll that was about one out of five Americans who support the idea of secession. Turns out I was pretty close on that. 17%, at least in a poll that was published late last year or maybe summertime last year. Looks like this article's from September. Rasmussen Reports National Telephone Survey finds that 17% of American adults say they would vote for their section of their state to secede and form a new state. So not true secession as far as...
Their section of their state? What does that mean?
So that, I think the poll was...
Their county?
I think the poll was in reference to some of the things happening with Colorado, for instance, where the northern counties in Colorado have been talking about seceding from Colorado and starting a 51st state, essentially North Colorado.
Wow.
So I think that's what they're referring to here. Adults say they would vote for their section of their state to secede and form a new state. 70% would vote to keep things the way they are, but another 13% are undecided. Just 22% believe sections of individual states have the right to secede and form a new state. 55% disagree, but a sizable 23% are not sure. Only 24% think it's at least somewhat likely that some states will break up into more than one state over the next 25 years. With 9% who feel it is very likely, 68% believe such breakups are unlikely to occur, and 28% say it is not at all likely. On a broader scale, however, 21% think states have the right to leave the United States and form an independent country.
Wow.
Which was really the number that
that's
I was...
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's what you said.
That's what I was talking about. 59% don't think states have the right to secede, and 20% are undecided. So... That is one out of five Americans,
yep.
And another one out of five aren't so sure about it. So let's try to get some people who believe in secession all to the same place and then see what happens. I think that could be very, very exciting. By the way, the number of Americans who feel states have the right to secede is down slightly from 24% in June of 2012, but up from 14% in February of 2010, 11% favored their state seceding from the United States in April of 2009. So it appears that the trend is going up 14 or 11 to 14 to 24 and then to 20%. Overall, over time, it appears to have been going up. So maybe this is an idea whose time has come. And I think that we each should take responsibility. Those of us who believe in the idea of secession, we should take individual responsibility for furthering this idea as much as we possibly can within our lifetimes.
What do you think is the best way to do that?
Talking with people at every possible opportunity. Whenever some sort of issue is being discussed, whether it's at the workplace or at the dinner table or online in some sort of forum or Facebook group, whenever the issue comes up, whenever any issue comes up that you believe secession could help, so it could be some sort of national thing where the government's doing something really stupid or some other state is doing something dumb and dangerous and for whatever reason, because we're all in the same union, all the states are in the same union, that those of us in this political designation, New Hampshire, are somehow on the hook for some dumb thing that's happening in California. That can be another use for the secession. Well, you know, if New Hampshire seceded, we wouldn't have this problem.
Right.
So just kind of bring it up and bring it into conversation and treat it like it's a completely normal, completely reasonable idea. And I think that that can start generating conversations. And if people are talking about it at work, then maybe somebody's going to come home from work and, oh, what'd you do today, honey? Well, we talked about secession at the water cooler.
Well,
secession?
Do you think that, I mean, I'm sure you do this a lot, Ian, where you might bring up secession sort of in a casual way. And what kind of response do you get from people? Is it, do you get a hostile response usually, or do you usually, you know,
so
confusion? I mean, not everyone necessarily thinks of this as like a normal concept.
Yeah, I can actually answer that question because normally my purview is the liberty movement, right? So asking me a question like that typically would not be particular. My answer would not be very useful because I would be mostly talking to people who are already in the liberty movement. But there was this last summer I went to the Cheshire County Fair and I did an outreach booth there as I'd done the year previous. This year, we did something similar as last year. We had people sign the Shire Society Declaration and take it with them. So if you go to shiresociety.com, you can read the declaration. It's a personal declaration of independence. So it's not about state secession, necessarily. But
it's along the same lines.
Yeah, it is about individual secession.
It's more radical than the idea of just your state seceding.
Sure.
It's about personally distancing yourself
from the state.
From the state, which is, to a lot of people, part of their identity. If you ask someone who these things weren't just givens, you know, tell me about yourself, then they would start with like their name.
I'm American.
That they're an American. Yeah.
So but that brought about conversations about secession as well. So even though state secession wasn't the idea that I was there promoting primarily, I did have flyers there for the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is an organization promoting New Hampshire independence. They don't use the term secession, but we all know what they're actually talking about.
Is secession a dirty word?
I think that it is. I think that it has that kind of, like you were referencing earlier, that, oh no, violence. They're going to kill us. Connotation. They already tried that in the 1800s. It's got those connotations to it, whereas maybe declaring independence is a little bit more of a positive thing. But either way, I had those flyers on the table, and so somebody who would sign a personal declaration of independence, I would hand them a flyer, and some of them would kind of take a look at it, and then they would say, secession, huh? Or something like that. They'd make some comment, and of those people, so it's a fraction of the amount of people I talked to. The ones that I did talk to about New Hampshire secession were positive towards it. There was one person who had some concerns about rolling in the troops, and I answered that with some of the things we talked about in the last hour, talking about how it would be really terrible PR and made some counterpoints to their concerns, and they seemed to really think about
those. But you didn't get a lot of people saying, well, no, this is part of the sacrifice you make as being born in the United States. You have to be with the other states.
No, but probably the reason I didn't get those people was because I wasn't leading with a question about secession. I was having them sign a declaration of personal independence,
right?
Many of whom would not sign, or many would just walk by. So what all those people would say about secession, I don't know.
That's true.
Which is where phone polls would really come in handy. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, but 1 out of 5 in America think it's a fine idea so far. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bringing up whatever you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there that we share with you. We've got a mobile site. As I mentioned previously, you can go to mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams. And if I can get this mobile thing working correctly, the mobile video stream, And we'll put up a link to that on our mobile site. But that is not there at this moment. You only get links to our live stream and live streams and podcast at m.freetalklive.com. If you value your online privacy, something you can get for your smartphone tonight or your desktop or laptop computer is ProXPN. It's an app that's available for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. Plus, if you're a Linux user, you can get instructions from ProXPN as to how to get it to work for you. But what is it? It's a global private network that encrypts all of your online data, meaning that your internet service provider, who right now is probably logging everything that you put into a search box on the internet, every website that you visit, they may be logging that information for up to 5 years.
Yeah, the impression I get is that if it's encrypted, it's vulnerable. Or if it's not encrypted, it's vulnerable. If it's encrypted, then you're good.
You're certainly a lot safer with encryption. Nothing's perfect, right? So somebody with enough computing power and time might be able to.
What do you call it? Decrypting?
Decrypt something? Maybe. I mean, I doubt it, though. I mean, this is 512-bit encryption from what I've been told.
I picture encryption being basically like shredding and rearranging the pieces.
Yeah, I guess you could talk about it like that. Sure.
Basically. I do too imagine digital things in like physical terms.
Yeah. So ProXPN makes it damn near impossible to intercept your data online. And certainly the average hacker who's sniffing Wi-Fi packets is not going to be able to do anything to you with ProXPN because everything that leaves your computer is encrypted.
It's certainly
by the
a deterrent.
Software.
Just like, you know, bars in the window aren't fail-proof deterrent.
Exactly. ProXPN.com/FTL for $5 a month. You can get hooked up with their premium package, which is unlimited bandwidth and no limits on what you can do with their services. You can privately torrent. For instance, you want to privately torrent, I recommend you connect to their Netherlands server. It's another thing you get with their premium package is you can connect to different servers around the world. And Netherlands has the best privacy protections for people that are torrenting. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the app, get started tonight. You can use their free account if you want to just take it for a trial run. But when you're ready to upgrade to their premium package, use code FTL20. That's FTL20 to save 20% for the lifetime of your account. So when you buy the annual plan, that breaks the price down to $5 a month for great privacy protections. ProXPN, they don't keep records of your online habits, your surfing habits. You can get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo code is FTL20. So let's change gears, Allie. We've been talking about secession quite a bit. But let's go to the schools of America. In this case, do you know where this My Little Pony thing went
down? It's a town in North Carolina, Buncombe County.
Buncombe County.
They don't like My Little Pony none too much.
Some people don't, apparently. What happened?
So there's this 9-year-old boy who's going to school, Candler Elementary School in Buncombe County, where they didn't like his My Little Pony themed backpack. And you can Googled pictures of it to see, like, you know, what exactly this backpack entails, because I know in my school they always made a big deal about people's attire or whatever they're bringing to school being a distraction.
You can't have shorts or a skirt that's over 2 inches above the knee.
Or if you were to bring like something from home that you're carrying, like even if someone had like a skateboard that had too many stickers, I could see them saying that's a distraction in class. You know, anything with cuss words, they always have some justification for censoring the students.
But My Little Pony's about as wholesome as far
as. But My Little Pony is like, it's not necessarily made, it's definitely developed a large adult fan base. At least online.
That's probably because the people who are originally fans are now adults. My Little Pony was in the 1980s.
That's right.
So kids of the 80s, like myself, are now
and in the 90s.
In their 30s.
I also was into My Little Pony.
Right.
I don't know if
maybe
the
My
dolls.
Ponies?
The dolls might have been hand-me-downs. Like maybe it was my sister's My Little Ponies, and I got them. It's hard
you were
to
okay
tell.
With that though. That's okay.
Yeah, I probably didn't know the difference.
So wait, when were you? When did you get out of My Little Ponies, or do you still have them?
I think that they still are probably somewhere in storage, and I remember them, and I remember the texture of them, like the soft plastic texture.
Mm-hmm. And they got the hair on
and
them.
And the hair, yeah. And I remember brushing the hair and singing the, My Little Pony, My Little Pony. And I I was hanging out with a girl who's about seven. Actually,
recently?
The daughter of some Free Staters here.
Okay.
And she was watching My Little Pony, and she was showing me her My Little Pony, and it's different. It's not the same.
They made the eyes look different, right?
They made them, like, skinnier, and the eyes are different.
Hmm.
I still think they're cute. I think it's still in the spirit of friendship, but
yeah.
It's a different show.
What
it's
about Care Bears? Did you watch Care Bears?
I've never cared for Care Bears. Not my cup of tea.
I know. I don't think I ever watched the show, but I did see the movie a few times because I had a kid sister as well.
I think I have seen the movie before. I'm not sure why. Just an excuse to go to the theater. So I'll just read. The story is from the Daily Caller.
But this is a boy.
This is a young boy. And what I understand is I don't know if when I used to watch My Little Pony, I never thought of. I probably did think it was like a girly thing, but I think now it's kind of like some of these shows that I don't necessarily, like the humor is not necessarily gender specific, not that humor would be. I don't know. It's like it could appeal to all different types.
Well, I mean, you're right, of course. The boys
just happens
standard
to be pretty.
Right. Well, the standard boys cartoons are still going to be the ones with the violence, right? Like Transformers and G.I. Joe. Those were the two big ones when I was in school. But that doesn't mean that all boys are interested in that, right? I mean,
I think there's pseudo-violence in My Little Pony, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen a My Little Pony in decades.
I think they get angry.
The ponies get angry at one another.
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay. But is there like an evil pony that comes in?
I don't know. I haven't seen the new episodes.
And tries to like take over? What's the conflict in a My Little Pony episode? Like even with the Smurfs, there was the old guy, Gargamel, who would come in and he would try to do bad things to the Smurfs. So was there an antagonist of some sort?
It looks like
in
at least
My Little Ponies?
Smoke comes out of their ears sometimes.
Because they're mad?
Yes, it looks like they do get angry. And like almost like.
See, I don't know enough about the cartoon. Are you really? You don't remember if there was an antagonist?
I'm telling you, Ian. It's a different cartoon now. I separate them in my mind.
Tell me about your experience.
Well, I'm trying to remember. I don't think that. I think that it was much more tame before.
Because like I can remember.
I feel like I just watched a movie. I don't even know that I watched some kind of series.
Really?
I think I just watched the movie over and over again.
Okay. See, I don't know enough about the My Little Ponies. My sister had some, and so that's kind of my experience with it. I've seen them, so I'm familiar with them. I'm familiar with the theme song, so I know I must have seen some sort of portion
the one I was singing before?
Yeah, I must have seen some sort of portion of the show back in the day, but I remember absolute zero about what the contents were. 855-450-FREE. I bet Wikipedia knows. 855-450-3733. But there's conflict at this school.
That's right.
What we want to talk about coming up here. Although, if you want to talk about 80s cartoons, that's fine, too. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at username lrn.fm.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Especially if you're a brony. I think we'd like to hear from you tonight. Even though we're talking about My Little Pony and the backpack of the My Little Pony brand being apparently a source of controversy. A school in North Carolina. We'll continue that story here in a few moments. Also, of course, you're welcome to join us. And you can bring up anything that you want here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype. Skype on in to username lrn.fm. And most people, like you, want to get ahead in life. Nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to persuade more people toward the idea of freedom. But did you know that some of the solutions that claim to help you grow as a person actually backfire? The good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice in ways that actually work. Dr. Matt Barney, the founder of Leader Amp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application that will measure you and tailor a customized developmental plan, some of which will be pushed to your smartphone.
That's cool.
His vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. Uniquely, it will also allow you to compare your leadership with famous historical leaders like Gandhi or Steve Jobs to help you see that they weren't perfect, but overcame their own limitations with practice. The app isn't ready yet. It's currently being built. But if you want to help advance an approach to grow freedom lovers' persuasion skills, we would love for you to join the community. Go and pre-order on Indiegogo and help them out at leaderamp.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can go learn more there as well. Leaderamp.freetalklive.com. It's a short URL that we made that will take you to their Indiegogo campaign. Amp your leadership. That's leaderamp.freetalklive.com. So let's continue here, and we can talk more about kind of the peripherals. You actually did a little bit of research, Allie.
I did. You're wondering what the conflict was in the My Little Pony movie that I used to watch as a child.
Well, first, we weren't sure what the situation was with My Little Pony in the 1980s, and thankfully, Wikipedia exists, so we don't have to sit here and sound uninformed. We went and looked, and it looks like there was the movie that you were talking, that you're going to tell us about. in 1986, but also during the 80s there apparently were a few, no more than a few, kind of TV specials. It wasn't a regular series or anything like Transformers or She-Ra or something like that, some of these 80s cartoons. So there were some cartoons produced, but nothing regular. And then there was this movie, which the conflict was what?
The conflict, well, I wanted to give you an idea of, because we were like, you're like, are there bad characters? Or are there, you know, was it the conflict fairly tame? And I remember it being more tame than I guess it actually was. There's a bad one, Hidea, the bad pony.
Okay.
And she decides to make the smooze, an unstoppable.
The smooze.
The smooze, an unstoppable purple ooze that will bury and destroy everything in its path. It will also make anyone who is splashed by it grumpy and willful. Her daughters go and collect the ingredients for the smooze, leaving out the flume, an ingredient that they are afraid of. Hidea releases the smooze, which rages towards the dream castle. All the ponies are forced to evacuate as the castle and surrounding land is submerged by smooze.
Oh, so the smooze and Hidea would be the two.
Yeah, those are bad, definitely bad things you want to watch out for.
And then there's a new series that's been going on since 2010, which actually is an animated series. So they finally do have a My Little Pony television series. And then I guess that's what they redesigned, where the ponies look different than you recall.
Yes, they look different, and they're almost kind of like Power Rangers, because they all have, I'm reading from whatisabrony.com, a website that you found, Ian, and it says the show is centered around six, this is a series, so it's not a movie, so I guess you get some more character development, but it's centered around six main characters known to the fans as the main six, main spelled like a horse's mane,
mm-hmm.
or a pony's mane in this case. Each of the ponies have a very unique personality as well as a magical element known as the elements of harmony. Together they are able to harness the powers to defeat evil villains and mythical beasts, be it through the sheer power of magic or through more conventional means.
So different episodes may have different antagonists in that particular show. Like I was reading something about that on Wikipedia about there being a dragon or something like that in one show, etc. So there you go, a little more information
about
the show.
These ponies have jobs, homes, friends, and hobbies, apparently.
So let's go back to the story, however, which sort of sparked this side conversation about the pop culture of My Little Pony, and get into the reality where young boy, what, 10, 11 years old, something like that?
I believe nine years old.
Okay.
So
he went to school. He had a My Little Pony
his
backpack.
His name is Grayson Bruce. And, yes, he went to school at this Candler Elementary School in Buncombe County. And they told him that, or at least the mother says, the school said that the boy needed to leave his My Little Pony paraphernalia at home. The boy's mother, Noreen Bruce, said school officials asserted that the My Little Pony trappings are a trigger for a bully, quote, and had become too distracting to the other students. So they use the same excuse my school would use in the past.
So the claim is that the bullies just can't help but bully him because he has a My Little Pony backpack on. And so rather than be true
to
himself,
he's inviting the bullying.
Right, just like a woman will invite a rape by wearing a short skirt, right?
Actually, it's interesting because that's basically the same point that the mother made. There's a quote from her saying a lunchbox. He apparently has a My Little Pony lunchbox.
And a backpack.
Dedicated brony. Saying a lunchbox is a trigger for bullying. You might as well say a short skirt is a trigger for rape, she told the news station.
Which we know is ridiculous.
Yeah, she says it's flawed logic. It doesn't even make sense.
Right, and besides that, they're telling this young man that he needs to conform. He should not be himself. He should look like a normal boy looks.
I think this is something that a lot more people than you would think, struggle with. Like, I feel like it's very obvious to you and I that you are not the victim is not guilty of, you know, being bullied. That in this case, or like, you know, someone who's raped.
They would have to change.
If someone said that they were raped and it was clear, you know, you're not, it's like, no, we're not arguing whether or not you were coerced into sex. We're arguing whether or not you invited it upon yourself. Like, that's a ridiculous conversation to even have. But some people really do feel like you might do certain things to deserve violence, you know, besides like retaliatory, you know, self-defense, that maybe acting a certain way, saying certain things, or dressing a certain way invites bullying upon yourself.
Yeah, I don't think that's cool at all. You're saying that there are maybe more people than we might think that think that way?
Well, I think that it's mostly bullies who say this kind of thing.
Well,
they're justifying their own actions.
Well, either way, the school seemed to be taking the side of the
bully. I think the school is probably used to doing a lot of bullying of their own because they send kids home probably for wearing the wrong thing. And, you know, they're used to telling people what they should be wearing to school and what not. In this case, they told this boy that his, you know, My Little Pony paraphernalia were a distraction and that it was inviting the bullying. And I would like to find the part where...
And he was told to not bring that paraphernalia to school from that point forward or else.
There's actually been an update, though, where I think this story got a lot of news attention.
It made it on national news. Glenn Beck was talking about it as well.
So it's actually... It doesn't surprise me so much, but there's been an update. I'm trying to see when it's from, but the school has actually, I guess, recently, like March 22nd, is a story that the school revoked their decision, I guess, to tell the boy he can bring the backpack to school now. I wonder what that's like after you've gotten to be on TV and talked about how you've been bullied and then coming back to school. Same kids who bullied him are going to be there, and he's got his backpack. I wonder what the teacher can't let that happen. Otherwise,
bullying usually doesn't happen with the teachers around.
That's true. I'm sure it's very sneaky. It might get worse.
That's another good question. Would all the national attention result in less bullying for this young man? Because, well, now these bullies know that they've got mainstream media maybe coming down on them. Or maybe they're just not aware enough to be aware of, you know, that that's happening.
Kids, it also speaks to something about putting all kids in a place where they don't really want to be and not letting them choose who they're around.
Well, right. The best solution for mom and dad here is get their son out of this government school hellhole and put him in a place that actually respects his choices.
It really fosters bullying, the whole environment.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in a left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can share with us whatever you want to discuss here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in. Username LRN.FM. We're talking about the My Little Pony crackdown in North Carolina, where one young boy, age 9, had been told by school officials that he was to no longer bring My Little Pony accessories like backpack or lunchbox to school. And then they reversed their position. We can get into the details on that. Want to hear what you think? Let's go to Matt in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, you listening to KZNU there in Utah. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Well, I want to jump back. I'm sorry, this isn't My Little Pony. It was an idea about the session. You mind if I...
Oh, okay.
Cool.
...go on that for just a second?
Yeah, you can talk about whatever you'd like here on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
It's
okay if you don't want to admit to the world that you're actually a brony, Matt. Go ahead.
Maybe Ponyville will secede.
I don't have a My Little Pony, but I'll work
you
on it.
You are My Little Pony.
Go ahead.
So anyway,
your thoughts on secession, sir.
One of the things I thought about with secession, I was listening to you earlier, is that if you were to plan it correctly, you would have to do it at the state level. You'd have to... elect the right state officials mm-hmm. to make your state liquid, or I think that's the word, not solvent, but liquid, so that when you were to secede, all of the federal lands that are owned by the government, you could purchase.
Hmm.
To avoid, the reason is that, east of the Mississippi, maybe 10 to 20% of your state land is owned by the federal government.
Oh, really?
It's true, yep.
And on
so they claim.
Planet,
I mean, although I would argue that their claim of ownership is invalid because they took it by force.
You're talking about the land mass, right? Not like...
No, I'm talking about, for example, in Utah...
Like buildings and stuff?
Like federal parks.
Oh,
like
okay. No, we're close to 60% here.
Yeah, out west it's really bad. The feds claim ownership of huge swaths of land out west.
We have Bryce Canyon, we have all the national parks, we have Zion, you know, all canyon lands, national parks, we have Bureau of Land Management, national forests, national park service. We have military establishments, military gunnery bases. So if you were to actually want to secede correctly, what you'd have to do is elect the right people to balance the budget for your state so that you could get ready to purchase or negotiate.
I think that would be the last thing on anyone's mind in secession is thinking about purchasing, because in order to purchase a piece of property, you have to have a willing seller. And I don't think the federal government is going to just sit down at a negotiating table and say, well, you'd like to buy the White Mountains, would you?
At the point where they might be... if there is a timing element to the, you know, if there's like a, could be a strategy behind secession, if you're thinking about it as far as like, you know, in the future, we expect the government to be, you know, effectively insolvent. Like they don't, they've grown so big beyond their means that now they just can't really afford to nation build anymore, and they can barely mm-hmm. afford to enforce their own laws here at home. So, I was just going to say that might be a good opportunity to offer, you know, like, well, we'll buy some of this land. Maybe that'll help with some of your problems.
You know, 5 cents on a dollar for the property.
Presuming they're willing to sell, but to me, it's irrelevant. I mean, it would be, look, we're leaving and we're taking your property with us. I don't think there would need to be any kind of negotiation.
Look at it. That's the way we would look at it in Utah, and that's the way Texas would look at it, and that's the way most of the western states would look at it and say,
right,
we're going to assume the income of Zion National Park. You know, you get.
The state would probably run it better anyway.
Who would own it? Would the state just consume ownership of it?
I would think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather see a private owner. I'd rather see a business owner come to them and buy it.
Sure, but
the national parks, just so you know, all the national parks in the United States, there's a contract with the property management company called Zanterra, starts with an X. They have the contract with the government for all of the national parks in the United States.
Well, that sounds like it's loaded with pork.
So you'd have to buy them out, or they'd walk away. My point was that if you were to plan it correctly, you would have a liquid assets in your own state to take on that contingency, you know.
I see where you're coming from. And anything else you want to share tonight, Matt?
It's all got to be taken care of by your state attorneys. It's all going to come down to lawyers.
Well, actually, in the case of New Hampshire, it would actually be a constitutional amendment, and then the people of New Hampshire would actually have to vote on that. Somebody would have to write up the language, and maybe you'd want to have an attorney do that.
Are you talking about the state constitution, right?
Yes. According to the New Hampshire state constitution, they would have to vote to amend the constitution, and then people would have to vote on that proposed amendment for secession to happen here, as I understand it.
And then lawyers would have to get involved with the United States of America.
Yeah, well, I wonder what.
Imagine they would.
Would the federal government try to hold some kind of trial to decide if they're going to recognize the secession?
Who knows what they would do in response to that? And there's a whole range of possible responses, but I don't think that we should be concerned with what the federal government does. We should just focus on seceding and getting popular support for that idea and then let the chips fall where they may. Thanks, Matt, for your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Dave. He's in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Hey, I just first wanted to say I was actually made fun of at work today for my little pony backpack, so I can relate to the kid.
So are you a bromie, or is that –
I'm just kidding. No, the only thing I know about little ponies is that, you know, when I was a kid, there was a cartoon – and I did hear when I used to listen to Howard Stern, that whole brony thing, and those guys are nuts. They have, like, conventions, and they're really
Why are they nuts? I mean, they're into something. It's their fanaticism or whatever. Everybody's got their thing.
It's a little creepy. It's a little creepy,
is
put it that way.
Why is it creepy compared to, say, someone who's into sports?
Good point.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's up to them, whatever makes you happy, but it's not my thing.
Okay. It's like, it's similar to when you see a guy wearing a pink shirt, and it seems like, regardless of who it is, other guys have to notice it. Like, whether it's saying, like, I like that shirt, or what is he, some kind of queer wearing a pink shirt? It's like it gets this reaction out of guys. Maybe the bronies, like, you know, to stir things up and get the reaction, yeah.
So, Dave, what else did you want to share tonight?
What I want to talk about is locally here in Las Vegas, they're actually claiming that this was the headline in an article yesterday, which was like front page on the Review Journal website, is that marijuana brings violence to neighborhoods. So they had some grow houses, unless you buy it from the government, of course. But they had some grow houses, I guess. And this happened in January. So this article is not even about something that happened. The article was just about the fact that these grow houses bring violence. It showed these pictures of these two guys with long hair and tattoos who were arrested in January, and that you should, you know, if you're renting your house, you should check up on people to make sure they're not doing anything illegal, you know, neighbors.
Well, sure, the black market does bring violent situations pretty often because people
have to... Not so much in marijuana, though. I mean, the marijuana trade isn't that violent. Yeah, it can happen, but...
I guess it depends on where you are,
right? If you've got a lot of it, then there's a chance that somebody may try to rob you, or if you've got a grow house and somebody finds out who might not like that, then they could do something. So what you're saying is there was some sort of violent incident around a grow house?
No, there wasn't. Oh, they're just saying, you know, it brings violence. I mean, and if it does bring any violence, it's because they're making it illegal. Even in the article, they mentioned that, oh, we're not going after anybody for medical marijuana. We're just going after these people that illegally, you know, grow it. So it just seems like a propaganda thing to say, like, okay, you know, if you know about any grow houses in your neighborhood, it brings violence. So call the police immediately and check up on people you're renting.
The idea of growing plants is going to bring violence is absolutely absurd. If you're doing a marijuana grow operation correctly, you don't tell anybody about it. And then nobody finds out, because if nobody finds out, then nobody's going to get violent. Nobody's going to come in and raid, or risky not raid, but nobody's going to rob a marijuana grow operation if they don't know it exists.
It could very well bring violence, and that's usually because the cops are showing up by your door and shooting dogs and things like that.
Yeah. Dave, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts tonight. I always appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Recording Master Tim on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Are we going to a break now?
Well, we are, but what did you want to talk about?
I don't know if I really had time to say much before the break comes, because I hear the music.
All right. So, well, anyway, I was trying to get him to say he's wanted to talk about Bitcoin. Hang on, Tim. We'll come back here in moments. More with your thoughts. You don't have to worry about the break. We'll take care of that. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. More after the news.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard-of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Quantum Vibe, it's here 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.